I may have shared this story before, but I'll start out with a story that I think is appropriate for this Palm Sunday. Woodrow Wilson was the U.S. president during World War I. When the war was over, President Wilson became an international hero. There was celebration everywhere. People thought that this was the war to end all wars. Wilson was greeted by cheering mobs wherever he went. He was even more popular than some of the war heroes. In an Austrian hospital, a Red Cross worker told the children that there would be no Christmas presents because of the hard times after the war. The children did not believe her. They said President Wilson was coming and everything would be fine. The cheering lasted about a year, then it stopped. The leaders in Europe were more concerned with their own agendas than they were about a lasting peace. And at home, President Wilson ran into opposition in the U.S. Senate. His League of Nations was not ratified. And so under the strain of all of this, President's health began to deteriorate. He suffered a stroke. In the next election, his party was defeated. And so it was that Woodrow Wilson, a man who 1 year earlier was a war hero, came to the end of his days a broken and defeated man. It is a sad story. A similar story happened about 2,000 years ago in a similar way to Jesus. He was an overnight sensation. People followed him everywhere. Even when Jesus wanted to get away, people followed him. The masses lined the streets as he came into town on that first Palm Sunday. Branches were spread before him, and there were shouts of Hosanna. But then, in the course of 1 week, Holy Week, the tide of enthusiasm turned to feelings of hatred. Hosanna, crucify him. What happened? The Pharisees wanted Jesus out of the way because Jesus was rocking their boat. They were nervous about what the Romans might do if Jesus became even more popular. But God did not send Jesus into the world to be popular. He did not send Jesus into the world to be a great political leader or a military leader. God sent Jesus to save the world from sin by having Jesus die on a cross. God sent Jesus to be a servant, a suffering servant. St. Paul encourages us to be like Jesus, to be a servant. Paul writes, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." Paul is telling us to be like Christ. Just as Jesus became a servant, we are to be a servant for God by serving others. And from our Lenten theme from Matthew 25, Jesus said, "Just as you did it to one of the least of these, you have done it to me." Jesus gave us examples to live by. Who were the people that Jesus hung around with? He spent time with the poor, the homeless, the outcast. He reached out and touched with love and grace the people who don't always fit in, who might live on the fringes of society. His teaching included that our giving aid to the ones who are hungry, lonely, lost, forsaken. Because when we help the lost ones, it is as if we are helping Jesus himself. He told the Good Samaritan story, the despised foreigner who took the time, the energy, the money to help someone along the way. And through this story, Jesus tells us who our neighbor is. Our neighbor is anyone in need. We are to have this mind and lifestyle to serve God by serving others. Last week, I assisted with the funeral for my sister Dorothy in my home congregation just south of Toledo, Ohio. During the worship, I don't know if I would ever do this, but the pastor had the alb on, and then this chasuble, you know, I call it a tablecloth. It's just big, kind of fancy. And he's walking around, knocks over a thing of flower, a floral thing, and it was kind of fun to watch, actually. It was full of water, and he tried it. He couldn't pick it up, so some ladies had it. This is during the service, too. I've watched it, and I've tried not to smile too much, but I did. But it reminded me of another story of another spilling of water. This other story took place in a hospital. One afternoon, a patient knocked over a cup of water, spilling it on the floor next to the bed. The patient was afraid that he might slip on the water if he got out of bed, so he asked the nurse's aide to mop it up. The patient did not know, but hospital policy stated that small spills were the responsibility of the nurse's aide, while large spills were the responsibility of the hospital's hospitality and hospitality. Let me do this one over. Large spills were the responsibility of the hospital's housekeeping staff. The nurse's aide decided that the spill was a large one and called the housekeeping department. Housekeeping arrived, looked at the spill, and said, "No, this is a small one." An argument followed. "It's not my responsibility," said the nurse's aide, "because it is a large puddle." The housekeeper said, "It's not mine. The puddle is too small." The patient listened for a little time, took the pitcher of water from the nightstand, poured the whole thing on the floor. "Is that big enough puddle now for you to decide?" The message is, just do it. Be a servant, whether it's a small puddle or a large puddle. Be a servant like Jesus. Many years ago, a writer came across some soldiers who were trying to move a heavy log of wood without success. The corporal was standing by as the men struggled. The writer asked the corporal why he wasn't helping. The corporal replied, "I am the corporal. I give the orders." The writer dismounted, went over to the group of soldiers, and as they tried to lift the wood, he helped them. And with his help, the task was carried out. The writer was George Washington, the commander-in-chief. He quietly mounted his horse and went to the corporal and said, "The next time your men need help, send for the commander-in-chief." Jesus expects of us a life of service. We are called to serve in many different ways, sometimes in the roles we have in our lives as spouse or parent or child, as a teacher or student, as an employer or employee. Sometimes we are called to serve in the everyday, ordinary places of work and school and home and play. But sometimes we're called to serve in unusual places. And it is when you and I offer ourselves to serve the Lord, God can work the miracles through you and me. God cannot work, however, unless we say yes to Him. A life of faith and service, just do it. Amen.